You're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Coachman, just drive me on. It's the same old destination, but a different world to sing upon. So he threw back his head and he counted. I jumped out of my mind tonight, and I waved at the stage doorkeeper, said, "Mister, get me to the stage."
What celebration of individuality occurs during the month of June? Well, there was my birthday on June 4th, but that is being a bit self-pretentious. June is Pride Month, during which the LGBTQ community and its allies celebrate sexual diversity and gender variance. During this time, events are held in positive, safe environments to encourage education, promotion, and visibility of their equal social standings. These events help encourage inclusion, self-confidence, and, I think, respectful individuality in all of its forms, as well as defend off against discrimination and prejudice against LGBTQ people. June 2017 will be Canada's second Pride Month. I was both surprised and relieved for not hearing of this before. While LGBTQ pride events and parades have been taking place for many years now, This month-long celebration is relatively new within the last decade, to my knowledge. Toronto's Pride Parade just happened yesterday, Sunday, June 25th, and Guelph's own Pride events occurred already in late April, early May. So, while still in June, this song collection is the Sentinels' Marvelous Kaleidoscopes contribution to this fantastical celebration as SMK's lens spins in all colors and shades of the rainbow. One of the great pleasures of progressive rock is that not only does its music consolidate multiple musical styles and genres together without shameful discrimination, but its lyrics, when they do arise, can be interpreted by its listeners in various ways, into many different degrees, as there are patterns upon stones, with no wrong answers. You have already heard my view on I Know What I Like by Genesis. We now look to Rainbow Blues by Jethro Tull, a non-album song recorded during the making of their 1974 album War Child. When I hear Ian Anderson's lyrics, I think that while there has been great strides in acceptance, many people are still being harassed and hurt. The rain wasn't made of water, and the snow didn't have a place in the sun. The LGBTQ community and their outstanding allies are there for them for support. So we slipped behind a rainbow. Our next piece was a neat discovery for me. We have Arcade Fire, the Montreal indie art rock band. While they plan to release a new album in July called Everything Now, we observe their 2013 album, Reflector, with their song, We Exist. We Exist provides a message of self-empowerment and equality through a dialogue with a child coming out to their straight father. I have had to audibly reverse some words due to their explicit nature. Thank you for your understanding. Enjoy.
Through you.
As I stated before, people within the LGBTQ community want to be supported, equal, and most of all, safe in their everyday lives, being who they want to be, without living in fear of hate and harm. This incoming extended track, in my opinion, sums this up perfectly. The great late bass player of Yes, Chris Squire, released his debut and only studio album of original material in 1975, called Fish Out of Water, as Fish was his musical nickname. He passed away in 2015, on June 27th. Tomorrow will be the second anniversary of his death. So, as both my late tribute to Chris Squire and as a wish for safety to everyone, I present Squire's musical opus, Safe, Canon Song.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. We'll be right back. In some cases, we just need a medium of escapism. Nothing's Perfect, then Rainbow Machine, by the English prog band Amplifier, from their brand new album, Trippin' with Dr. Faustus. Neil Peart is excellent with words, and sometimes some topics cannot be put across within romantic dialogue, but more straight-to-the-point notation. On their 1993 album, Counterparts, Rush composed a song called Nobody's Hero, which deals with distinguishing the difference between heroism and role models. Neil, Rush's drummer and lyricist, wrote about an old homosexual friend in the first verse of this song, explicitly stating that being a part of his life only introduced me to a wider reality. This uplifting verse turns dark as years later he finds out that his friend has passed away due to AIDS. While this man was nobody's hero, it sounded like he was a personal hero to Neil to have included him in this Rush song right at the top.
I knew he was different in his sexuality. I went to his parties as a straight minority. It never seemed a threat to my masculinity. He only introduced me to a wider reality. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that he was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But he's nobody's hero. Save the drowning child.
Yeah. talks with me. He knows my every thought. Seeing is believing. I'm sure we'll be conceiving our own mirage. With every bit of being, the game we will be meeting will be on time. A closed eye and a bended knee, expecting a warm greeting, but we'll be denied. We're counting stars like we're all in heaven, but they never even knew our names. Oh, we shine like we're all in heaven, but we ain't. We're counting stars like we're all in heaven, but they never even knew our names. Oh, we shine like we're all in heaven, but we ain't. I know he must be looking. Be watching my every move. But when I think about believing, I think about deceiving everyone. And I knew there was a problem, and the pain, it wasn't stopping. I felt the love or the hate, it must have been, because soon I was bleeding from every pore. We're counting stars like we're all in heaven, but they aspire to a go to heaven, but we ain't. Oh, we shine like we're all in heaven, but they never even knew our names. Oh, we shine like we're all ascending, but we ain't. You'll play the pig and I'll play the drum.
Oh, we shine like we're all in heaven, but they
I almost totally forgot about this relevant Canadian band. That was The Hidden Cameras, Toronto's contemporary indie alternative rock band, who openly supports the LGBT community and their rights, which include many songs written to address LGBTQ topics and issues. We listened to Counting Stars from their recent album from late last year, Home on Native Land. Our final song brings up the lyrical quality of many progressive rock songs in which gender-based pronouns are not used at all, favoring words that can evoke any type of gender, like you. Yes is one of my favorite classic prog bands because they create such beautiful, romantic, soul-bending, uplifting, and emotional works of art that can relate to everyone inclusively, no matter how you identify yourself as. It even shows this in the title of our final song for this SMK Pride show. And You and I, from Yes's 1972 album, Close to the Edge. I hope that I have effectively demonstrated that progressive rock welcomes one and all within its musical tapestries. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show's Facebook page at SMK Radio Program. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.
Okay.
Complete in the sight of seeds of life with you. sad creature nailed upon the colored door of time. Insane teacher, be there reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you. Towards the moon.